have to be a spectator at Jazz Fest to experience great New Orleans music, nor do you have to book an expensive room overlooking the French Quarter. With the release of New Orleans, you don't even have to leave home. Just close your eyes and listen to this voice that's been delivering authentic New Orleans music for more than 30 years, Dr. John.
Basin Street is a street where all them characters from the first precinct meet. In New Orleans, city of a million dreams, and you never know how nice it seems when you're way down south in New Orleans and you be hugging and a kissing.
Dr. John, playing Basin Street Blues, is one of the hearts and souls of New Orleans. Having grown up on the backside of the French Quarter, he absorbed everything from second-line jazz, Dixieland, and Southern blues, to honky-tonk, swing, funky soul, and his own brand of voodoo music called Gree-Gree. New Orleans was also home to Louis Armstrong, heard here singing Tin Roof Blues.
Yes, a New Orleans woman. She's all right with me. I said, a New Orleans woman, she's all right with me.
That's my hometown I'm talking about.
'Cause when she cooks that good old gumbo filet, I'm happy as can be.
As influential with his voice as he was with his trumpet, Louis Armstrong is so revered that a statue in his honor stands proudly in Louis Armstrong Park. Not a bad tribute for someone who spent his childhood singing for pennies on the streets of the notorious Storyville district. Others like Louis Prima, the Preservation Hall Hot Four, Dr. Michael White, Topsy Chapman, Doc Cheatham, and Nicholas Payton round out the new CD, New Orleans. The collection is one of five discs from Putumayo World Music dedicated to Louisiana's rich musical heritage. Zydeco, Cajun, Louisiana Gumbo, and a retrospective of songs from seven solo albums by 30-year-old New Orleans trad jazz trumpeter and vocalist Kermit Ruffins. I'm Doug Levine.
Drop me off, New Orleans.